Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm excited about today, and I give God the glory. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. I can't thank him enough, amen, for his grace and his mercy. Amen. I can't thank him enough, amen, for who he is and how he resides in my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a mighty God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. John P. Key can't say it any better. Amen. I praise God today. He's mighty in battle. He's a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I praise him. I worship him. This is Sunday morning church on a Friday afternoon. Amen. And hallelujah. I got a word. Amen. But I want to worship God today. Amen. I told my son today, I said, this is the thing that I've set for my agenda, amen, today on Blog Talk, amen, and that's to worship the Lord. Because he's worthy to be praised and lifted up. Amen. He's worthy for us to yield ourselves, our members, amen, to him, amen, in worship, in adoration, amen. My hands worship him, amen. As I bow down on my knees, I worship him, amen. There's nothing too good for God, amen, in me that I can't yield myself to him and thank him for another day. Amen. There's a song that said, this is another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it because I have, amen, the activities of my limbs. Amen. I'm still in my right frame of mind. Amen. When the enemy came in like a flood last night, amen, God literally set up a standard and brought me through many dangers. Seen and unseen, and every time the enemy come in, God always make a way of escape for me. So I say, thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God, amen, we serve, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I call him slew-footed, amen, because that's what he is, amen. He is, amen, the one that say he's the God of this world. Thank you, Jesus. That has no power but that what God has allowed him to have. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That has been defeated, amen, by the word of God before, amen, the foundation, amen, was created, and he came down, amen, in essence to destroy the will, amen, of God concerning his people, amen. While God was, amen, in the atmosphere building up, amen, and creating the heavens and the earth, amen, to make them in existence, amen, and the earth conducive, amen, so that mankind could dwell on it, amen. Satan was up in heaven rebelling against God, amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen, before, amen, everything was in complete existence, amen, God had already had him in check. You need to look at your neighbor today and tell your neighbor, amen, that God got everything, amen, concerning your livelihood in order, and he's got Satan in check, amen. That means that Satan can't go no further than you allow him to go. And I praise God because, amen, thank you, Jesus, I told you, and I wasn't trying to hide, amen, the things that I was going to do for the Lord, amen, as far as this consecration was concerned, amen. I know it's a personal thing, but at the same time, amen, God has allowed me to make it a public thing, amen, so that you will know how to walk through these various steps, amen, and the strategies of Satan. Amen. As I completed my 40-day fast, amen, on the 20th, amen, thank you, Jesus. God had told me, say, I want you to extend it a few more days further, amen, because, amen, every time you would go on a 40-day fast, amen, the enemy be waiting on you after that 40-day fast to try to come in and trap you up, amen, to try to come in and cause you to fall. But God said, I got a plan for him, amen, and this plan is going to work this time. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you've been waiting a long time, amen, and God is getting ready to tell you, amen, this day, amen, that the Lord has made, amen, that we should rejoice in it, amen, and tell that devil, amen, he is a defeated foe, and one of the things that is going on, that God has a plan for you, and it will not be prolonged any longer. Satan might have a plan. He might be using strategy like he did this morning, came to me, amen, with some mess, and I've seen, amen, this demon while she was before me, talking to me in order to overthrow the will of God. But you have to have a made-up mind. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give God the glory today. Somebody's going through and their mind is not made up. But when you go through things, amen, you have to have a made up mind despite of what Satan is trying to do. Your mind is fully persuaded in Jesus Christ, amen, that no matter what you go through, amen, persecution, suffering, amen, I don't care what it is, God can and he will deliver you out of it. Oh, I serve a mighty God today, and I'm excited. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as I was telling my son, amen, what the enemy's trying to, amen, plot up against me, he began to tell me some things about how Satan literally tries to make a covenant, amen, with us, amen, so that we can break the covenant relationship with God. And I told my son, I said, you know, you're right about that, amen, because, amen, he was saying something, amen, that I knew was to be factual. Amen. And as I began to meditate, amen, upon what Satan was doing to me last night, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I began to give him the word. I began to tell God, I am the head and not the tail. Thank you, Jesus. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And what God said he's going to do for me, he's going to do. I began to tell Satan he needs to get on out the way. Amen. And I don't literally want him behind me, because if he's behind me, he's still stirring up mess. I want him out of the vicinity. I want him out of the atmosphere where I reside. Amen. And I began to pray and cry out to God to keep me in heavenly places with him, so that, amen, I would not yield to and adhere to the things that Satan is trying to do. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. And so God brought me out. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Although the enemy comes in like a flood. Amen. I worship God. Hallelujah. I got a reason to praise him. Hallelujah. God sets up a standard. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't make no covenant with devils. I don't make no covenant with demons. Because I am the head, amen, and not the tail. I am a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How come the devils? Hallelujah. So I worship him. I got a reason to worship God. I got a reason to praise his name. What an awesome God we serve. I got a reason to yield myself, my members to him. And thank him for what he has done and what he's doing and what he's going to do in the future. Because he's the God not only of the past, amen, the things that we went through in the past, amen, when we were youth, amen, when we were in our young age, amen, when we were youthful, amen, and had energy and tenacity and all that kind of stuff, but he's the God to those that are old, amen, and are still, amen, seeking the face of God. He's a God that won't fail. He's an old-time God. He's a mighty God, amen, like John P. Key say, amen, he's a mighty God that can do everything. He's an almighty Balak, amen, he's a warrior, amen, he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, amen, because of us, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So I praise him today. And I give him all the honor and all the glory. I bless his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. I want you to listen to this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have a God that has unconditional love. Amen. Even in the midst of what we were in our sins, in our mess, doing our own thing. Amen. God, amen, had a love for us. Amen. So great that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And there was no stipulations behind it. When he removed the sin, amen, from us, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus had literally made that atonement for us, and it was removed. Amen. So we're no longer sinners. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every time you look at somebody and they want to falsely accuse you or call you a sinner, this and that, you tell them, I'm not no longer a sinner because Jesus' blood made an atonement for my soul. Oh, I praise him today. Amen. Father, we just give you the glory. Amen. For what you have done. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm asking you, Lord God, to send the anointing. Amen. That it might destroy the yoke. Amen. And I ask you to release the anointing of joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And peace. Thank you, Jesus. And breakthrough and deliverance and health for your people. Hallelujah. Breathe on us today. A fresh wind and send, amen, your fire. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, because your fire will burn up everything around it that is not of you, God. So I'm asking you, Lord God, to send that fire today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for you are our fountain and our foundation. You are the fountain of living waters. And I'm asking, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. After you done burned up everything that's not of God, that's in our lives, I'm asking you, Lord God, become our shalom Messiah. Lord God, to purge us and quench us with the water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the water is purification. Move by your Spirit, Holy Spirit, and have your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's somebody that's on a bed of affliction. But, Lord God, you can draw that sickness out of their body, and you can move by your Spirit and heal them of all manner of cancer, AIDS, amen. Sickle cell anemia, all manner of venereal diseases, and all kind of unrighteous acts, adultery and lust, Lord God, I ask you to heal the person's mind because their minds have been blinded in adultery. They think that a 3-minute thrill, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, is something to be talked about. But God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, you say all souls are yours, God, and the wages of sin is death. Bring them out of that death, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and stop them from committing adultery. Hallelujah, fornication and all kind of lies and deceptions, and bring them to the foot of the cross, Father. I'm asking you in your Son, Jesus' name, let his blood begin to flow from heaven. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, all the way down to the earth realm, and begin to purge and make an atonement for our souls, because, Lord God, we need Jesus' blood. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. We need his blood in the earth realm. We need his blood over our homes. Thank you, Jesus. We need the blood over our bodies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need the blood as we go up and down the dangerous highways. And Lord God, we need your blood. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to move by your Spirit. Send forth your anointing. Lord God, let it destroy the yoke. In the name of Jesus, pull on these strongholds in our minds. Pull on the strongholds in our will and emotion. Pull on the strongholds that want to capture us and make us slaves. Oh, shine the Messiah. For God is your Messiah. The Bible said that we are free. No longer entangled with the yoke of bondage. So I'm asking Father God to move this Friday afternoon and touch lives all over the world. Somebody needs financial blessings. Move by your Spirit, God. Somebody needs a man to be able to do a foreclosure. My God, my son, my son, my son, my son. Agreement that, amen, that they won't lose their home, Satababosaya. Somebody needs a Gorebosaya. A total deliverance from drugs and alcohol. In the name of Jesus, you got the power, God. You got the strength, God. Your glory is seen in the earth realm. Oh, God, move and heal and deliver in Jesus' name. Oh, my God, I thank you. I can't thank you enough. Touch lives all over the world. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you lose your hold concerning Jerusalem and concerning God's people because God's son is soon to come. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, I pray for America and the nations, God. Lord God, they don't understand that the covenant can only be from you, God, and the covenant can only be made with you, God. Lord God, let that covenant stand. And no more covenant with death, God. In the name of Jesus, serve the gift in the pastors, Lord God. Those that are teaching the truth, those that are seeking the face of you, God, and let them begin to stand in holy boldness. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and speak this word, said the Lord, in Jesus' name. And those pastors and leaders that are out there doing everything, I speak to you a word of prophecy. Holiness without, you ain't going to be able to see the Lord. Stop your whoremongering in Jesus' name. Stop your lying and backbiting in Jesus' name. Stop taking your secretaries in the back room and doing all manner of unrighteous acts. Stop lesbianism and whoremongering in the pulpit area. Stop witchcraft in the pulpit area, because that's a place where sanctification needs to be. In the name of Jesus, now God, turn it around. Turn these backward pastors around before it's too late. Let them know that Satan don't mean them no good. Just like it tried to proposition me on last night. Don't know, Messiah. I wouldn't pray into it. I begin to cry out to you, God. Lord God, I ask you to move by your spirit and let these pastors come back to the field. In the name of Jesus, don't let them be harlots and homemongers. But let them come back, hallelujah, because there's a leper out there. Ain't got no more shine, no more fire. And move the sheep down the wolf country in Jesus' name. Stop the gift, God, in that anointing. Let it flow like never before. In Jesus' name, serve the anointing, God, and let them begin to destroy the works of the enemy, because Satan has been defeated. Reality needs to set in, God. They need to take it and put it into third gear. And they need to understand that there ain't but one God. Let them understand that God besides you, there is no other. And when Satan come in with temptation, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The Bible said, lead us not into temptation. Just like you tried to bring me, amen, deception on last night. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I didn't flow with the temptation, but God made a way of escape through me. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And for me, hallelujah, through his word, I began to quote scriptures to that devil, and I began to tell the devil what thus said the Lord, and I began to tell the devil that I won't compromise, and I'm not selling out for no piece of flesh. The devil can't bring me no husband in the flesh. hallelujah, that it's of a lustful thing. The devil can't bring me no lies concerning Jesus Christ and the Word, because the Word stands sure. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That holiness become, hallelujah, the house of the Lord. Holiness must be a part of our lives. Righteousness and truth must reign in our lives. That's how Abraham was picked out, hallelujah, and chosen a man of righteousness, because he stood up, amen, and began to speak and believe, amen, and trust in God, and began to move out when God told him to move out. Some of us still want to stay around idolatry. Some of us still want to stay around all manner of sin. Thank you, Jesus. Some of us still want to stay around lust demons. Some of us still want to gossip and backbite. Some of us still want to have idol gods before us that have eyes that cannot see, and have hands that cannot do anything, and have feet that will not be able to walk. Hallelujah. Have a mouth that won't be able to speak anything. So we begin to use those idols and begin to listen to demonic spirits talking to us and telling us all manner of things, all manner of lies and deception. But I'm telling you, saints, today, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. It's time for us to stop allowing Dagon to be in our house next to our God, because what I'm got to go, and if you truly trust in God, God will be the one that will stand up and knock Dagon down. Not only knock him down one time, but if he resurrects again, God is going to be the one that cut off his hands and his body and head. Amen. So that he won't be resurrected up again. Take these idol gods out, you men and women, and turn to the living God, who's able to save your soul and bring you back into the fullness, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, of the living God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He come, O Son of Messiah. I bind up Lucifer and all his tricks and traps, principalities and now powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. In Jesus' name, I bind up vomit and all kind of, amen, traps today that Satan want to plant, amen, in the earth realm to destroy God's people. Thank you, Jesus. I bind Ikebo Shana Mosiah. I bind up Lucifer, Handola Shana Mosiah, and Yandola Mosiah. And I speak to that devil, Handola Mosiah, for he is a defeated soul. Not only was he defeated, God humiliated him in heaven. I don't care if he took a third of them, but God brought him to an open shame. We need to tell him that God defeated him, and there ain't but one God. God, and all power is in his hand. We need to tell the devil that he's defeated. Jesus defeated him on Calvary and went down into hell and destroyed his works and took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. We're no longer in bondage. We're no longer yoked up to the devil because of Jesus Christ and his saving blood and his water. Can't you overshadow? We need to tell the devil. Every time that God step in, before the pot can even, amen, fill up with thorns, that's in the book of Psalms, the Bible said, God will deliver us, amen, by taking the thorns away, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Some of us are going through a thorn for life, a thorn here and a thorn there, thorns all around us, but God wants you to know, the that this thing, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, decided he wanted to touch you. God said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his word. I thank God for his blood. I thank God for his son. Jesus Christ. I thank God. He can't even shy for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The comforter, the paraclete, that is able to do what the God that created the heaven and earth tell him to do. Because he didn't come in his own. Like Jesus said, but he came to do the will. Amen. Amen. To do exactly what the Father told him to do. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to tell you, saints, this is the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to need the Holy Ghost. You're going to need the Holy Ghost. He's the Moshana Messiah, because he is the last entity, hallelujah, before the coming of Jesus Christ. You're going to need him to guide and teach you into all truth. You're going to need him to give you the knowledge to stand when the enemy come in upon you. If it wasn't for the Holy Ghost last night, if it wasn't for God stepping in my life, I would be a wretch undone. But God made an open shame of Satan and told him, the Lord rebuke you. I'm a brand that's put out of the fire. Some of you have been waiting and you've been in the fire a long time. But I'm telling you, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not get burned up. And when the king saw them, he said, look like there is a fourth man, hallelujah, in the fire. I'm telling you, there is a man, the man that can do everything but fail. I call him Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I call him the lily of the valley. My life is showing. My Jesus that died on the cross for me. My Jesus that gave his life, so that I can walk in victory. My Jesus that called on me and I didn't return back. My Jesus that called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Satan is a defeated foe. He's a scumbag, and he has to get permission from God. Don't give him permission yourself in the name of Jesus, but openly rebuke him. He crawls on the ground, and anything that resurrects itself above you, if it ain't Jesus Christ, needs to stay up under your feet. If you have to drag him from country to country and from city to city, you drag that devil and you tie his head off, but don't let him get the victory, because you can do good all with God. You don't need the devil. You can do good all with God. You can't do good all by yourself. You don't need the devil. The devil can't give you nothing, saints. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the Bible said, and my son gave me this, and I have to give reverence to God in essence to this. In Proverbs chapter 17, amen, verse 22, and the Bible say, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dried up the bones. Saints, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My heart is merry. Amen. Today. Thank you, Jesus, because I got the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. I got the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My heart is overwhelmed. Hallelujah. And I have a merry heart. And I can look at that devil and tell him, not this time, devil. You didn't win this time, devil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, paraclete, I'm not a Messiah. I got a joy down on the inside, and that's covering over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my son, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I can look at the devil and tell him he's a defeated foe. He's got another shot of Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That was a light laugh. But I praise God. Hallelujah. I'm laughing and bubbling down on the inside. Oh, my God. I thank God for, hallelujah, having the power and the counsel and the tenacity, amen, and the will to come down on Messiah and your sovereignty to defeat the devil. Oh, I laugh at him today. I laugh at him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's walking now with his tail tucked up on himself because he can't stand against the mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. I feel good on the inside. Hallelujah. And the anointing is so powerful right now. But I bless God. I bless God. I bless God. I tell you, this is, I wanted to start this out with worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's something about worship. And I've been worshiping. I thank him. I praise him. But I want to come to Kobo Shana Messiah. Hallelujah. Continue to worship him.
Jesus knows how much you can bear.
Listen.
Only
to this.
Somebody else beside to say, neighbor, whatever you're going through. Oh, come on, say it like you really mean it. Say, neighbor, whatever you're going through. This morning, Jesus knows how much you
Amen. Jesus knows how much we can bear. You know, I love the Lord, and I just praise him. I just worship him. I just adore him. I thank him. Amen. What a mighty God that we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, we always take the Lord's Supper. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's coming out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Amen. Starting with verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. If you have your bread, you might take it now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And after the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Jesus. You may drink your juice now. Praise God. I want you to listen to this.
Oh.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. I thank you, Jesus. You know, I told you this is a day of worship. I just thank him. Amen. I thank him for his awesomeness, for his power, for his greatness. Amen. I thank him for him being God. Amen. Because if we would have had anybody else before us, like this devil is trying to be God in our life, amen, we would be literally shipwrecked. Amen. And I want to speak, amen, to you today, amen, and literally tell you, amen, some of the strategies that Satan, amen, literally tried to pull and use against God, amen, concerning his people. And Satan means adversary, a devil, a serpent, a leviathan. He's called by all of those names. In the book of Ephesians 6 and 12, Paul was letting us know that we do not contend, we do not wrestle in the direction of our sisters and brothers, but we contend in the direction of principalities, those prince that are in the air, that resides over states and towns and cities, amen. Thank you, Jesus, that have passed governmental laws, amen, that we are, amen, literally being made subject to by Satan's government, amen, handed down through those that are in office, amen, and literally causes us to be in bondage and causes us to be yoked up with this devil. Well, these princes of the air need to be destroyed over these, towns and cities and states, amen, in order for us to flow freely, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, and to preach the word, to preach the gospel, amen, and to help God's people, amen, because we are a free people, amen, being set free by God's Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. Not only did he shed his blood and his water, but he brought liberty, amen, justice, and equality for all mankind. And I say that because of this. The white man is no better than the black. The black is no better than the Hispanic. Amen. We are all made equal. One blood, the Bible say, through Jesus Christ, amen, and his death, burial, and resurrection. So, amen, all of this here status and all of who say they are this and that and what race is great and which one is going to be, well, I'm telling you, amen, can't nobody step above Christ and who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we need to contend in the direction of where these powers are being distributed. They are distributing powers of negativity, of fear, of doubt, of hatred, amen, of all kind of prejudice. They're doing all of this here kind of stuff. This is the kind of thing that Satan is. I call him a thing because he ain't nothing. In the world, amen, he is doing more evil than he can ever imagine because he knows that his time is near. But it's up for us to resist him. Like I told you I had to do last night, I had to literally resist that devil. Because they will come to you, and what they do is they come in tormenting. They'll talk to you all night long. They'll talk to you all night long. You can't see it because it's an invisible force. That's why you hear when people go out and kill up a household of their family members and some of the neighbors go down the street, and then they tell you Satan did it, and then the judicial system call it as they're being insane or this or that. These people are telling the truth. Demons have been talking to these people, and somebody needs to listen to what they're saying. We must understand that Satan and his demons are organized. They, amen, reside in a certain region in the first and the second heaven. Their strategies applies to the technique of utilizing forces or powers skillfully in combat to overthrow God's people. Now, not all times do they pick up weapons to fight with, but they use what you call thoughts. They implant. They torment the mind. They be talking to you all the time. Amen. Remember when Paul said, he said, I try to do good, I'm paraphrasing it, but every time I turn around, evil is always present. Amen. The evil was there to always talk to him, to try to talk to him out of being a servant of God, to try to sway him from the truth. The enemy wants you to believe a lie, and I'd rather believe the truth any day than a lie. These angels, these fallen demons, principalities, are there to stop you from serving God, from reaching your goal, your purpose in life, and seeing your vision come to pass and receive your blessings. Amen. Everybody that's got a vision will receive a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. That, and one of the things, amen, that God literally wants us to know, without a vision, the people will perish. Amen. So, amen, these powers that Satan is trying to do in is a strong influence. Amen. It's conversation. Amen. And demons, I'm going to tell you, they use two strategies. They talk to you with their mind and your mind, and then they also talk to you verbally. They'll come and hold conversations with you. Amen. And then they have an invisible, amen, force that, like I said, you can't see them, but I can see them. Sometimes they come in, you can't literally see them talking to you, but you know there's a presence there because of your talking back. Amen. You begin to talk back. Amen. And you can hear yourself talking back. Amen. And then you know that the demons are there to talk to you. Also, God's presence, amen, will come, and he will talk to you himself. So we need to know, amen, the powers, amen, and the strategies of Satan. Amen. The powers used in a strategic attack, amen, is a supernatural, amen, power, amen, that Satan used, amen, and it's an invisible, amen, and it's an ability to cause. Think about that, the ability to cause, amen. And when you have the ability to cause, amen, cause and bring forth, amen, adverse effects, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Power to cause man to sin, Genesis 3, Adam and Eve, amen. Thank you, Jesus, amen. He seduced, amen, Eve, he beguiled her, amen. Thank you, Jesus, and he began to feed her untruth, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They have influence, amen, in that area. Amen. They are sweet talking. He's susceptible. Amen. He comes in with deception. Power to cause sickness and disease, Matthew 9:20. The woman with the issue of blood, amen, for 12 long years, she had went to from physician to physician. Amen. And what she was literally doing, she was hemorrhaging out of her area, amen, her private area. She was literally bleeding. And what could have occurred, amen, during that time, she could have had a miscarriage, and that would have caused her to bleed, amen. But all the physicians could not heal this woman. She had spent money, amen, after money. And then during the Old Testament times, a woman would be unclean, amen, after so many days, amen. So she was banned from being in the presence of people. But she had the tenacity, amen, and the faith to step in and just believe that Jesus could help her with this problem. Amen. So she made her way. She pushed her way through a crowd of people. Amen, and she touched the tallit, amen, the hem of Jesus' garment, amen, and that the hem is called the wing, amen, and the hem of his garment, and she was made ever with whole. Well, see, the Bible, amen, lets us know that when Jesus, amen, before he came on earth, one of the things that, amen, he was an angel that had wings, amen, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And in the book of Psalms, it speaks about the healing wings. Amen. I think Isaiah speaks about Jesus having healing wings. Amen. Well, she touched, amen, the wings of his garment, and she was made ever with whole. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She had the faith and the tenacity to persevere, to go in despite of the strategies that Satan had used against her. We need to have the faith, amen, to press on despite of the strategies. I don't care how many times Satan comes in and try to attack you, to try to bring you deception, unbelief. You need to stand fast in what you believe. because God cannot lie. If he's going to do a thing, look for it to come to pass. Amen. Sometimes it's delayed. Amen. And a lot of times it's delayed because of Satan giving us lies and walking in unbelief. But delayed is not denial. Then the power to kill and to steal and destroy, amen, to cause you to walk in fear. That's his greatest power right there. Amen. He causes us to walk in fear. And when you're in fear, amen, thank you, Jesus, one of the things will happen that will weaken you, amen, and you will begin to imagine and think all things and allow those seeds to be planted. Amen. When Job made that statement, he had feared, amen, that thing that came upon him most, and I'm paraphrasing it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, one of the things that happened, he had begun to listen to his mind think. He had begun to listen to what Satan was telling him, because God had literally gave Satan permission to go in and touch Job. He not only was touching Job, amen, as far as his physical body, killing out all his children and stealing and taking away all his livelihood, but he literally touched Job's body that it had bars on it, and he would have to take, amen, like a piece of rock or like a knife-like thing, and he would scrape them in. Amen, trying to get comfort to his body. Amen, and some of us are going through trying to get comfort, amen, on the outside, the physical man. But that, I'm telling you, the physical man is dying every day. So why would you go back to Satan? Why would you allow him, amen, to literally destroy, amen, your soul and your body? God said, fear him that can destroy both soul and body. So don't let Satan, amen, kill, amen, steal and destroy in that essence. Amen. So as Job had went through, amen, the Bible let us know that Job continued to keep the faith. And he began to tell, amen, those that were around him, his friends that were falsely accusing him, he let them know, when God has tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. Amen. So in the midst of Satan strategies, you're being made, you're being purified, you're being purged, amen, you're being cleansed, amen, through these evil things, amen, you're being broken, amen, and you're being restored back to refined, amen, essence of refined, amen, body, spirit being, amen, thank you, Jesus. And so that you can literally, amen, stay intact, amen, and be before the Lord. Amen. He want to destroy your soul. Amen. He want to make you afraid of everything. Power to cause men not to believe. Unbelief, that's the worst thing that can happen to you when you go to doubting God. Amen. And not to believe God, amen, nor Jesus, amen. John 18:33-37 will give you, amen, the scriptures, amen, to read on that. Jesus also stated, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, why would you want to fool with something that's going to take your life and your livelihood away? Don't allow that devil, that demon, amen, that diablo, amen, to come in and destroy what God has built up, because God is building up through suffering. God is building up through trials. God is building up through persecution. God is building up through the various tests that you, amen, go through in order, amen, to overthrow the will of Satan and his tax, amen, in your life. Once you begin to get fully established, amen, and built up, amen, you will no longer be subject. You will not no longer yield to every wind and doctrine, everything that comes your way. But you will be fully persuaded in the truth of our Lord and Savior, amen, and his Son. Our Lord, amen, and his Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Power to bind and control your mental and physical body, amen, and your will. One of the things that Satan works on is your will. If he can tear your will down, amen, he think he got you. But I'm going to tell you something. Every time, amen, that you literally see what Satan is trying to destroy you, get up one more time. Fight one more time. Take courage one more time. Have confidence one more time. Believe one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 13:11, amen. The woman that had a spirit of infirmity 18 long years was bound together That means she had no power to lift up the upper part of her body, amen, in order to see the sun, amen. If she seen the sun, she had to probably lay down and look up at it, amen, or the moon or the stars, amen. But she had the faith to believe that Jesus could do everything but fail. Look at your neighbor and say, Satan's strategies didn't work last night. I'm going on to victory, amen. And this weekend coming, I got, amen, the glory, amen, and the victory all on me because God glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's permeating through my soul. Her will was to straighten up. Amen. But she had no power to do it. Amen. When Satan takes your will away, amen, you don't have no power to resist him. Her will was to see the trees, the skies, her family, and other things. But her mind could not correct her physical condition. Amen. Sometimes, amen, we go through in life, amen, and our physical condition is so bad, amen, and our minds don't have the strength and the power, amen, to correct it because it's been polluted by Satan, amen, and what he has said. But I'm telling you today, look at that devil and tell that devil the pollution is gone, amen, and I'm no longer, amen, up under your attacks and your strategies. Amen. This is a continuation. May God bless you. Have a blessed and beautiful weekend. Amen. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. And read Proverbs, amen, 17:22. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let that, amen, be your meditation. Thank you, Jesus, for this weekend. And know for surety that God got everything intact. Tell your neighbor God got your back. Amen. Because the strategies of Satan is not, amen, greater than the strategies of our Lord and Savior. God bless you. Have a great weekend.